This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves under thy mighty hand today, just tonight, just thanking you and praising you for your glory, your mercy, and your love. Just thanking you and praising you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. We are so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of the living, to be on top of ground, ground not on top of us. We are so grateful and thankful for everything that you have done, is doing, and will do this day and forevermore. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Now, precious Father, as we decrease, let the Spirit of the Lord in us increase this day and forevermore. Let the Holy Spirit of God come on in like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps here today. We bind up every technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in the name of Jesus. Thank you in advance for answering prayers, honoring requests, and most of all, precious Father, for salvation this day, this night, and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Well, bless God. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. If you have your Bible in mouth, I'd like you to open it up to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3. And we'll be looking at verses 1 and also verses 6. Hallelujah. And the word of God reads, in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens. Ephesians 3, verse 6 says, it is a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away. Also here in the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 2. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Just be next, this is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his word. Just for the next few minutes, I want to talk about getting rid of spiritual clutter, getting rid of spiritual clutter in your life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, we thank God for this opportunity again to come before you by the use of the internet. Hallelujah. That God have allowed us to use as a tool in order to preach his word, in order to teach and preach on a local level and reach people on a global level. So we want to talk about getting rid of the spiritual clutter in your life. Tell God, by ridding yourself of excess stuff, you have more of yourself to give. When we look at things in the natural, when we are talking about getting rid of things that is excessive in our lives, when we as homeowners get to a place where our home is overcrowded, we start in the natural looking for ways to dispose of things that means no value to us anymore. Well, the same thing can apply to us as born-again believers in the spiritual realm. We, all through life, as Christians, as believers of Christ, regardless of what age you come to Christ, whether young or old, there'll be times when we have to examine ourselves and see where we are on a spiritual level. Bible says again in Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens. So here we see there is a time and there is a season to every purpose under the heavens, whether natural or spiritual. And again, Ecclesiastes 3 and 6 says, there's a time for getting, and there's a time for losing. There's a time to keep things, to keep, and a time to cast away. Getting rid of the clutter on a spiritual basis, the spiritual clutter. Word of God says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, the head part of the verse, where it says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which do so easily ensnare us. Believers of Christ, here in 2021, don't allow yourself to become a spiritual hoarder. A hoarder is someone who collects large amount of things and keep it for him or herself, oftentimes in a secret place. People of God, hoarders are known to keep everything they own until it becomes harmful to their surrounding. Have you ever stepped in a person's home that was so crowded that in order to walk the little small space, you had to walk sideways, and then you just barely got through? People of God, when we see this in the natural, first thing comes to our mind that this home or storage space is overcrowded. So we as believers in Christ, on a spiritual level, in order for us to move onto the second level or the next level spiritually, we have to deal with the current mess we are living in. Yes, your life may be overshadowed by the clutter or the mess you are living in. So you can't access anything because everything is covered up. When we look at what Hebrews 12 and 1 says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnare us. In other words, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we as believers of God have been called out to live a different life from those in the world. Bible says, come out from among them, says the Lord, and he will be our Father, and we his sons and daughters. If we come out from the spiritual influence of the world, Bible says that the Bible says that the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, is not of God. It is of the world. So you see, your life may be overshadowed by the glutter, by the clutter or the mess that you are living in. So again, you have to clean up in order to have access to everything here in the Word of God. We see that Bible says, be angry, but sin not. Because of anger, malice, hatred, evil thoughts, depression, backbiting, fornication, fleshly desires, and so on. As believers in Christ, when there is so much clutter, you can no longer see the value of what is beneath all the clutter. So as a child of God, you have to be honest with yourself about where you are in this spiritual life here on earth. We are in a race. We're in a spiritual race. We are in a race that we believe in to take us to heaven. That's why we have to put on the whole armor of God, that we may withstand the wiles or the schemes of the devil. So people of God dealing with clutter, whether physically or spiritually, it is a lifelong endeavor. It is something, a process that we must go through for the rest of our life. You see, many times clutter is responsive, is representative of something in our lives. It is a symbolic representation of something that is happening or where we are on an emotional basis. As believers in Christ, holding on to things that are very painful to you as well as me could be self-beating and keep us stuck in an emotional rut and state. That's why the Word of God against that. In the book of Ecclesiastes 3, verse 6, there is a time to get and a time to lose. There is a time to keep and a time to cast away. So people of God, some things in our lives are worthy of treasuring for the rest of our lives, while other things really belong in the dumpster. Yes, we all have the natural tendency to cling to what is familiar, even if it proves to be harmful to us. This is human nature, to hold on to things that we value. But when we look at things on a spiritual basis, there's things in our lives that we must let go. We must let go of ourselves, of selfishness. We must let go of what seems to be right in our lives. If it's contrary to the Word of God, we must give it over to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So, beloved, believer in Christ, letting go is perhaps one of the most difficult tasks for a human being. But also, on the other hand, keeping items long enough, we tend to we tend to idolize them in our lives. So we must get to the place of getting rid of spiritual clutter on a spiritual basis. Here it says in the book of Hebrews 12 verse 1 again, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. Notice, God won't do it for us. We must do it ourselves. That's why I say, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnare us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Yes, beloved, we must put off these things. Once we become born-again believers of Christ, we must put off anger, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of our mouths, and for us not to lie to one another, since we have put off the old man with his deeds. See, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So, child of God, to hang on to a negative self-image rather than to conform to God's image, it means to resurrect and hang on onto the old man with his distasteful habits and behavior patterns. We then become rebellious. And the Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. So let us get rid of spiritual clutter in our lives. People of God, in order to keep our spiritual life in order, it takes commitment and discipline on our part, and not human and not superhuman abilities. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening in, those that will be listening at a later date. Getting rid of spiritual clutter in our lives as born-again believers, it will take commitment and discipline on our part, and not just superhuman abilities. So believers of Christ, many followers of Jesus Christ want to be right with God and be effective in ministry, but very few want to do what it takes to accomplish those goals. So we as followers of Christ, we must identify those things in our lives, those things that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, excellent, admirable, as well as those things that are not. So that's why we must keep an inventory of our spiritual walk with the Lord. Bible says, for us to examine ourselves to make sure that we're in the faith. Prove our own self. Hallelujah. That we are right, in right standing with God. Make it a point each and every day of your life. Make it a point about praying and thinking about your spiritual state that you are in. You see, whenever you do that, then we want to make sure that our mind is on the Lord. Seek those things on high, where Jesus Christ is sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding for you and I and every believer of Christ. My brothers and sisters, even doing daily chores, whenever you are during housework or other chores, you can keep your mind on the Lord. For example, when we fall short of the glory of God, when our lives is not lining up with God's will, then we can come to the place of total repentance to Him. Bible says in 1 John 1, that if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, for an example, we can confess our sins to God even while doing dishes, washing dishes or washing the cars, our trucks, our vehicles. All while we are folding the laundry or ironing clothes, which also reflects on which priority is needed to be rearranged in our lives. So, child of God, by changing the external, you affect the internal. Clearing our clutter, whether physical or spiritual, it can release energy blockers in our lives. Yes, believer of Christ, when we have cluttered in our lives, it usually means that we are avoiding something. And we are procrastinating concerning that issue. We don't want to confront the realization that we have gotten off course, off track with the things of God. So we need to make a readjustment and arrange ourselves for a change. So, beloved, removing things from life can be very hard. Because, again, we as human beings, we have a tendency to place a lot of power in material things. You see, material things, it gives us the false idea that we have security and a sense of value and a sense of who we are. Bible says and reminds us in Matthew 6:33 to seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto us. You see, sometimes things can take hold of us, and things can bring memories that we don't want to forget. But we, as born-again believers, that wants to live a life that is pleasing in God's eyesight. We have to ask our question. We have to ask the question each and every day that God allows us to still be here in the land of the living. Concerning spiritual basis, the question has to be that you must ask yourself, is this worth spiritual growth? Is this bringing encouragement and adding to my spiritual growth on a daily basis? So self-realization will shift your perspectiveness. Self-realization will shift your perspectiveness. You see, the shift may encourage you to take some time away from the chaos that you're experiencing in life. So as people of God, when we, as born-again believers that have given our life to Christ, when we hang on to things and give them power, then the things we own actually ends up owning us. Yes, beloved? It's tight, but it's right. So by removing things from our lives, whether physically or spiritually, it will release a peace that passes all understanding in our lives. Yes, again, we are talking about tonight getting rid of spiritual clutter in your life. My brothers and sisters in Christ, it is something that we must do on a daily basis, especially now in 2021, while we are in this pandemic, while we are maybe quarantined at the house. We must take time to pray and ask God to lead us and guide us in what there is that he wants us to keep and what there is that he wants us to be rid of. My brothers and sisters in Christ, it is something that we must do on a daily basis. Yes, getting rid of spiritual clutter in your life. Brothers and sisters of Christ, God is good and worthy.
I hear you talking about what Jesus did for you. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Judging people high and low out of self-righteousness. Jesus said, don't judge no one when your stuff is a mess. Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
The itchy ears, telling folks business while yours is in the clear. My God, he sits high and he looks low. You'll see more blessings when you hang up the phone. Live for real,
live for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real. Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
what Jesus did for you. Live it for real. Spreading your gospel, but is it the truth? Live it for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real.
It doesn't change in your life. You need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real.
It doesn't change in your life. You need to live for real.
Live it for real.
A change in your life, you need to live for real. Live for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. We just thank God for each and every one that is listening in tonight and those that will be listening at a later date. We just thank God for you. Amen. We thank God for the opportunity to come forth this night to bring forth this teaching. Amen. God is good and worthy to be praised. Again, tonight we are talking about getting rid of spiritual clutter in your life. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we thank God that we had the opportunity to have a time of refreshing, a time of just getting away and just, hallelujah, getting renewed in our spirit. Amen. God is good and worthy to be praised. We thank him for bringing us back safe and sound. Hallelujah. And that we made it home safe. Everything was, hallelujah, is just fine. God is a good God and worthy to be praised. He wants us as his children to live a life that is fulfilling, a life that will be totally, hallelujah, that we are living a life that is abundant in all areas of our lives. So we must be on a daily basis as children of the Most High God, how we live a life to where we are progressing, hallelujah, instead of digressing, living a life where we are going forward and not backwards. So self-realization will help us shift our perspectives on life. Again, the shift will encourage us to take some time away from the chaos that we are experiencing in this life. So people of God, when we hang on to things and give things in this life, in the natural as well as in spirit, we give them power. The things that we own actually ends up on in us. So we have to make up our mind to remove things from our lives, which will eventually release a peace in our lives on a spiritual basis. So when we declutter, it helps us to free our minds and to entertain life's solutions. Yes, child of God, clearing clutter. It opens up empty spaces in our heart on a spiritual basis, so that the Holy Spirit can flow and through us. You see, the Holy Spirit brings healing and abundance in ways that we have not even yet imagined. So let us act out on faith. Because the Bible says in Hebrews 11:1 that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So decluttering on a spiritual basis, it increases the livelihood of forgiveness. Decluttering helps us to let go of shame, grudges, and self-justification so that we can forgive ourselves as well as forgiving others. Child of God, spiritual clutter is anything that comes between you and your relationship with Christ. Yes, we must look on the TV as the author and finisher of our faith. So believer in Christ, you can get distracted from your own relationship with Jesus by getting caught up in our own wants and our own needs. You see, it is so easy to lead. It is not easy to lead our spirit, our sin habits stuffed up in a drawer of junk, such as resentment, bitterness, pride, anger. We all, whether saved or unsaved, we all have habits and behavior that comes between us and Almighty God. That's why it's so important, my brothers and sisters in Christ, for us to identify our messy spiritual closet. It is time for action to take place in order for us to improve our spiritual health. Again, my brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ has left us the example for us to live an uncluttered life, our lifestyle. Jesus taught his disciples how to live an uncluttered life. When we look at the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 31 and 32, which says, therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. See, the word of God says in Philippians 4, verse 19, but my God shall supply our each and every need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You see, Jesus here in the book of Matthew 6, verse 31 through 32, Jesus wanted his disciples, as well as us in, as followers of his in 2021, to learn to live on God's power and provision in our lives. So believers in Christ, we are called to live a life differently from those who have no trust in God's care for them. The Word of God let us know in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6 in the Lord, with all of our heart, and lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. You see, our goal as born-again believers are beyond the materialistic things of life. Jesus wants to fill our spiritual closet all the way to the brim with him. Getting your spiritual wellness back to 100%. It takes a bit of focus and effort on our part, and also spending time with God, our Father. Child of God, getting rid of spiritual clutter as we begin the process. We need to ask God to do the cleaning for us. We need to ask God to show us what he wants us to get to let go and what God wants us. I'm reminded in the book of Psalms 51, verse 10, where the psalmist David said, after falling in an adulterous affair with Bathsheba, David repented because he was a man after God's own heart. Here, Psalms 51, verse 10, David says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in me. Beloved, in any this cluttering process, we must drag out all the stuff and lay it all out before God. Then we must ask ourselves a question. What activities or practice feeds our spiritual growth? You'll be surprised. The Holy Spirit will lead, guide, and direct you. Because the Bible says, them that are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. So people of God, bring in the glory to God should be our motivation in all areas of our lives, in all that we choose or choose not to do. So release and surrender all to God, beloved. And let us say no to any opportunity to which unchristian events which express ungodly morals. Let us quickly respond by saying no, because it does not feed our soul, and it does not draw us closer to Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. So getting rid of spiritual clutter, believer of Christ, we must not have any negative thoughts about ourselves or towards others, or worry over things we cannot change, which are examples of cluttering, which affects one's spiritual life as a follower of Christ. So always remember spirit, keep a positive attitude and learn to forgive others as well as yourself. Child of God, let go of grievous bitterness and resentment. Make a decision to live in a manner that is constant with your desires, goals, and values in your spiritual walk with Christ. You see, the Word of God gives us guidelines. The Word of God is our spiritual manual before leaving earth. So let us practice loving our neighbors as ourselves and loving our enemies. See, people of God, things which also, there are things that also can clutter our spiritual life, which I mentioned in the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verses 31 and 32. It informs us and let us know that we must let go of all bitterness, wrath and anger, and calamity. And he was speaking, let it be put away from us with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven us. Getting rid of spiritual clutter, it reminds us for us to remember to deal with clutter, whether physical or spiritual. And it is a lifelong process. We must learn to strip down spiritually in order to run our race effectively for the crown. Bible says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Again, it reminds us, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a crowd of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which do so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking on to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So, beloved, we need to be careful lest we allow the simple truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ to become smothered under a virtual avalanche of theology overload. Yes, we must strip down spiritually in order to run effectively for the crown that is set before us. It is necessary for us to get rid of spiritual clutter and to place ourselves to be effectively functioning in glorifying God our Father. Yes, the peace of God in our natural life has accumulated stuff. People of God, in our natural life, we have accumulated stuff over a period of time. Yes, we as born-again believers in Christ, we have become storehouses for so much spiritual knowledge, buzzwords, and religious stuff that our lives has become a virtual stockpile. Yes, remember this always, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Spiritual clutter does not appear suddenly, but it will result and pile up through a gradual process of accumulation of seemingly homeless bits and pieces, which will eventually result in overloading. We can become so burdened down by man-made rules, rituals, and religion. We can become so burdened down by our own tendency to unconsciously accumulate things that are many times not edifying or profitable. We believers of Christ, we can also become so burdened by the enemy, the devil, who goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour, and who is always behind all the cunning effort to deceive us and tie us up in spiritual knots. So we must keep so that we may keep piling on the burden and become weary and weighted down. Jesus has given us an antidote for this. Jesus says here in the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 28 through 30, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So, beloved, there comes a time when we need to do inventory and examine ourselves on a spiritual basis so that we can identify those burdens and junk in order to roll them all away, getting rid of spiritual clutter. Yes, we must look on to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. We must look on to him because he set the example for us to follow. I'm reminded how Jesus, he went all the way to the cross for all of us, for every man, boy and girl. He has gone for us because he knew what his mission and ministry was all about. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God is good and worthy to be praised. There may be one or there may be some underneath the sound of my voice that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. But this is the hour to get right with him. This is the hour to let God know how sorry you are for the things, for the sins that you have committed. Our God loves us. Our God is ready, willing, and able to meet our each and every need. We must come to him just the way we are. Turn off from the flood and ask him to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We must repent of our sins. As the word of God says, but whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That is an invitation given to everyone that is born on this earth. If we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in our heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, God will forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If that's you tonight, don't put off for that tonight, which for tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised. Today is a day of salvation, here and forevermore. We thank God again for his word. We thank God for you. We just pray and believe that you will have a blessed, safe weekend. May God continue to bless you in all areas of your life. If you would like to get in touch with us, you can write us at Busted Loose and Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70519. God bless you and God keep you. God willing, Jesus Terry, we'll meet the same time on Tuesday. Have an enjoyable, blessed weekend, and a blessed night. God bless. Amen.